We're talking today with Santa Fe City Councilor Renee Villarreal. She has introduced a resolution that, if approved, would require the city to withdraw from the Regional Coalition of Llano-Llano Communities. Welcome, Councilor. It's really good that you could join us today.
Yes, thanks for having me, Dennis.
You proposed that the city of Santa Fe withdraw from the Regional Coalition of Llano-Llano Communities. That, of course, is an organization designed, ostensibly at least, to bring about some cooperation between the Los Alamos National Lab and nearby communities on various issues. On the surface, at least, it would seem like a good idea. You know, everybody kind of working together to solve common problems, but not so.
I think it seemed like a worthy cause back in 2010 when Mayor Koss considered it, and then they officially became a member in 2011. But I think the lack of focus or the areas of focus that are not aligned with the city's values was what actually made me think more about this. Actually, since I became a counselor, when I first got on, I was always curious, well, what does our CLC do? How does it benefit the city? And I never got an answer.
Some of the issues that you have a resolution pending, some of the issues that you raise, you know, they sound, you know, pretty serious. Lack of transparency, mismanagement, questionable use of funds. These are all pretty serious things, aren't they?
I would say so, and that's why I had been concerned at the beginning, but the fact that they had lack of a consistent director over a period of time, there were findings with the New Mexico State Auditor in that 2018 special audit that the RCLC had improperly spent over $51,000 in expenditures. And then just the fact that the way it's structured, the fiscal agent at the time was Los Alamos County, yet they were also a member. And then just the way they structured membership dues was always confusing to me, with Los Alamos County paying the bulk of it, which, in my opinion, created inequities of, like, prioritization of who gets to say what would be the priority of RCLC. So I just feel like there's never been an opportunity for a unified voice, because the representation of RCLC is actually made up of different jurisdictions, and each of those jurisdictions have different goals, objectives, and in some cases, values. So it just never made sense to me.
Yes. Now, you've also, in your resolution, you refer to some, you know, broken promises, things that they told you that weren't necessarily true. Could you elaborate on some of that, please?
Well, in terms of broken promises, I think it's more just the values aspect of saying that, especially in the restated JPA, that the mission or the RCLC would promote diversification and accelerated cleanup at Los Alamos National Laboratory. And yet that's contradictory to what the actual budget, the congressional budget requests are. I mean, the Llano's nuclear weapons budget has actually increased from 61% of their total budget 2011 to 78% in 2021. And then if we look at the environmental cleanup aspect of the budget, it actually dropped from 8% to 5% over the same period from 2011 to 2021. So those aspects are misleading, and I think the RCLC is in this position to try to make a case that they are supporting cleanup and diversification of projects at the lab, yet it hasn't actually come to fruition in all these years that we've expressed that those were important to us. So, and I think it's also contradictory to, like, what the RCLC stands for, the lack of ability to have a unified voice. I mean, we've had numerous resolutions at the city, from past and current, about our stance on needing comprehensive cleanup, no expansion of plutonium pit production until chronic nuclear safety problems are resolved.
And all of that has not come to fruition, right?
Exactly. And then the most recent one was the new site-wide environmental impact statement that we were requesting. That was the most recent resolution. And so all of these things combined, it just seems like they're not a unification, and that our political clout is somewhat diminished being on the RCLC, and I think there's other ways that we can express our values as a city, you know, City of Santa Fe, City of Holy Faith, to maintain, you know, our stance on how we see supporting the well-being of our community and also the environment.
Also, it seems like maybe you talk about faith. It also seems like you're not sure you can trust them anymore.
Yeah, I feel like there has been a degradation of trust. And it's not for lack of people wanting to do the right thing and members that sit on the RCLC. There's plenty of great elected officials from different jurisdictions that do have their communities in mind. And I think they want to see the RCLC be a stronger entity. It just hasn't come to fruition in all of these 10 years. And so in my opinion, it's a waste of our time and money. Granted, it's only $10,000 a year, but it's still money that we could be used to direct in another way that's more, you know, holistically sustainable. Having an entity like the RCLC, I had stated when we were discussing looking at amending the JPA, and I said that we shouldn't just go along to get along. That's not an equitable approach to serving our community, and so I just feel like we need to think of another structure and something that's more aligned with our values. LANL, obviously, Los Alamos County, based on their budget priorities, it's very clear that they support plutonium pit production just based on their budget. So it is very different. And so I don't know if you know recently, but Taos County actually voted to get out of the RCLC. Hemis Pueblo hasn't even signed the restated JPA agreement, right. And Santa Fe County is reconsidering the JPA that they signed in 2019. So there's movement, and I think it's just a realization that others feel like their needs are not being served.
Is there anything that the coalition leaders, I mean, from the other side, from the lab side, could say, hey, maybe we haven't been so good, but hey, be patient. Stay with us. We'll work it out.
I think some members that sit on the RCLC stated it in that way. It's just that we've had 10 years to make it better, and I feel like it's actually gotten worse.
Some people might say, well, this is just sort of a anti-nuclear movement. You don't like the fact that they build nuclear weapons and the whole issue, and you just want to keep them as far away as possible.
Well, maybe some people might feel that way, and maybe there's some advocates that that's their agenda. However, when we look at our fiduciary responsibility and the responsibility to support the health and well-being of our community, RCLC is not the entity to do that for the City of Santa Fe.
You feel you have the support on the council to get your resolution passed?
Well, considering how the vote went, surprisingly, for rejecting the restated Joint Powers Agreement for the RCLC, and the majority of the council voted to reject it, I'm hopeful that they will in turn support withdrawing completely from the RCLC. Right now, I feel confident.
Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. We've been talking with Santa Fe City Councilor Renee Villarreal. She has introduced a resolution that would require the city to withdraw from the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities. Full council is expected to vote on the matter at its Wednesday, May 26th meeting. Efforts to reach coalition leaders for comment were not successful. For KSFR Radio News, I'm Dennis Carroll.